Cork football selector Eoin O'Neill joins me now to look ahead to Saturday's qualifier action against Longford in Pearse Park in Longford Saturday afternoon. Well, Eoin, a return to the training ground this week after a good win over Limerick. How have things been?
Things have been good. I guess this week has just been about just reviewing our performance on Saturday, seeing what areas we can improve on, and trying to work on that this week. And you know, lads have been in good mood. Obviously, getting a win under our belt, taking that little bit of pressure off last week in Turles was a good thing for us. So you know, it's been a good week so far.
And as I said, or as we spoke last week after the match, we didn't know even what teams were in the qualifier draw with you. We probably didn't expect Longford to be in there, but Longford were in the draw, and you've ended up drawing them. What do you make of it?
I make it when the draw came out. I mean, it's a very tough draw. We had seen Longford play Down a couple of weeks ago, and they were very, very impressive. They won a game there against Down, a bit like ourselves. They came down from Division 1 this year, but they're still a Division 1 team as it stands. They went out the following week and then beat Draining Ulster champions, another Division 1 team, and both games away from home. So we're under no illusion. It's a very tough draw for us going up to Pearse Park, as you mentioned as well, Lisa. It's not an easy place to go. History has told a lot of teams that. And, we're expecting a very, very tough battle on Saturday. But, you know, that's where we're at now, and that's the reality of it. And we have to look forward to that challenge.
Complacency can never be an issue in the qualifiers, because anything can happen. It's not a factor you have to consider within this group, is it?
Well, I hope not. We're certainly not complacent. We haven't been treating this in any way complacency, in any complacent way, should I say. Sorry. It's a big challenge for us. You know, going away from home, it's going to be tough. It's going to be a tight pitch. It's a big vocal home support. So all those things lead to a tough challenge for the guys, but I'm sure they're up to it. They're in a good place after last week. Hopefully, we do need to improve to get over this game. There's no point in saying otherwise, because that's the reality of it. We do need to improve, but you know, I think they're ready to improve, and I think they have the ability to improve. So that's the challenge that's ahead of us now, and hopefully we'll meet it.
And where can you find those improvements, Eoin, in a short week, like?
Well, I suppose it's just a couple of technical things. Obviously the most obvious one. Hopefully, we can just maybe tighten up a little bit of our shooting efficiency. It wasn't at a level that we would like it to be at. You know, that would be one area of it. You know, just a couple of tweaks defensively in terms of the way we set up. Maybe just a couple of things that we did well, a couple of things we didn't do well in that regard. But they're all things that you can illustrate. You can do work on the field, and you'd be surprised once people are aware of different things. You know, you can get a lot done in a short space of time. Obviously the other main thing is for us to physically recover. You know, get our guys back in shape, make sure that they recover properly, and you know, they've been doing that this week as well, so that's been good as well.
Good stuff. Obviously a positive result for you last weekend in Thurles, Eoin, but the Hurlers Championship came to an end, and with that an opportunity for two of the lads, Alan Cadigan and Aidan Walsh, have joined up with you this week.
Yeah, Alan and Aidan came in on Monday and did a bit of training with us. Obviously they're fairly fatigued at this point in time. They've come off the back of playing Wexford last week and obviously Dublin the week before. So they've been through a tough couple of weeks themselves there in terms of their load as well. But you know, they did give the thing a boost. They're two good characters. They're well known by a lot of the lads, and because through underage and through senior involvement with Aidan and underage involvement with Alan, a lot of the lads would know the guys. And so I mean, they're after coming in and joining us now, and we did suffer a few injuries over the last couple of weeks, so we did need to bolster our squad a little bit, and thankfully the lads agreed to come in and you know, just to get involved, and we'll see where that goes.
So it was your side of the management that made the approach to the lads to see if they were interested?
Yeah, we obviously met up on the day after the game against Limerick to review the game against Limerick. We met the following morning, and as a management team, and you know, we were discussing different options, and that subject came up. We decided to approach it, and the result is the result.
Good stuff. And Eoin, are the guys in contention for a place in the squad, or even the team, or how, you know, how influential will their place be in the football squad?
Well, look, as we said all along, everybody's in contention. If people come into it, everybody has to be in contention. That's the way you have to run it. Again, as mentioned earlier on, we have to just kind of assess how they're feeling too. You know, the lads, you know, they are after a couple of tough weeks. We'll be making that decision by Friday, and we'll see where we go from there. You know, but we have to take, there's a couple of things that have to be taken into consideration when you're looking at the lads as well. You know, because they have had a heavy load. you know, they have come in a little bit tired. So, you know, we need to be fair to those guys to give them the best opportunity and to give everybody else the best opportunity. You know, it is a competitive situation getting on not alone a team but on a squad. So we have to we'll be assessing that, and you know, by Friday we'll be letting everybody know.
Good stuff. And when it comes to your team selection, do Waterford as an opposition come into both, I suppose, how you approach the game and therefore what 15 you'll put out against them?
Yeah, Longford. Yeah, I mean, of course. Look, I mean, you have to, you know, this day and age, as I've mentioned previously, like most teams that, not most teams, all teams that you play against are very well prepared. They're very physically fit. You know, they all come up with a set game plan. So you know, you have to come out with a plan to play against certain different teams. And you know, Saturday is no different. And that's the, you know, we'll be approaching that and giving them every respect possible, because you know, they're a formidable opposition. But you know, I was looking at their scoring averages over the last couple of games. They score an awful lot. And an awful lot from play, so they're forwards with good ability, and that's something we have to take very seriously. So we'll be hopefully just having a couple of plans ourselves in how we deal with that, and you know, hopefully we'll try and implement them on Saturday as well.
Good stuff. And finally, Owen, just I suppose housekeeping on last week, when you sit down to select that 15, is there anybody fully ruled out or anything after picking up Anthony New last week?
After last week, no. What was available to us last week is still available to us this week, thankfully, and that's a good thing from our point of view. You know, we have had been a bit unlucky with a couple of injuries in the last couple of weeks coming into that game and potentially the Tipperary game, and to Norman's fault, just niggly things that picked up, and you know you just can't cater for him. No, we're in the same, pretty much the same position as we were in the last game. So we'll have the same panel to be picking from.
Good stuff. All right, Owen, look, the very best of luck to you up in Longford. We'll be there, so we'll talk to you after the game. Thanks very much.
Thank you too. Bye-bye. Thanks, Lisa.